hope you're tucked in, because you are now in bed with Dr. Sue. Dr. Sue.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this episode of In Bed with Dr. Sue. Our dear friend Cocky DeHomo MC is back to share the personal journey he's been on during almost a year of absence from the rap scene. Cocky has walked through hell and back between losing all his money and becoming homeless due to bad financial decisions to now having the most successful mixtape ever. When Cocky came to my attention several years ago, he could best be described as, well, Cocky, a character that was flamboyant and in your face. Fast forward to today, and you'll hear a man who's grown into his own. He's calm, happy, and finally at peace with who he is and where he's going. And this shows in his music. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't a big fan of his earlier work, but when I heard the release of Cry Harder, the album's title track, which you'll be hearing, I was floored. Cocky is now an artist whose musical and lyrical abilities have grown along with his soul. And you can mark my words, this is an artist you'll be hearing more of in the mainstream in the coming years. I hope you enjoy the rebirth of Cocky just as much as I have.
We have with us today Cocky DeHomo, and we are so happy to have him back on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
He has been through hell and back, and he's going to tell you all about everything that's happened.
Yeah.
You recently just kind of disappeared from the scene. Everybody was wondering what the heck happened. What happened?
Basically, a lot of things have happened in this past year, including me going homeless. What happened was I had spent over $40,000 trying to keep up with the Joneses of other gay rappers and trying to compete with them. And basically what happened was I spent all my budget and I basically fell into the financial collapse. So what happened with that was I was living in hotels and stuff until I got myself back in order. This is one of the reasons why I can't compete with other rappers, but I have to learn to compete with myself because...
And that's a huge lesson to learn. I mean,
yeah.
that's gigantic what you went through in a sense of a life shift.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a lot to compete against, you know, Sissy Rich and Leaf. I realized in the meantime throughout it that I had built a solid fan base and loyal fans. I didn't need to compete anymore.
But there is no competition because each one of you is individual and each one of you is bringing something different to the table. And I think that's a hard lesson for you to have had to learn.
Exactly. It was very hard for me to learn. And it was also about the people I was hanging out with. I mean, there was this guy that basically ran my life, ran my career. And he kept on telling me I have to be better than these people. And I had to do this and I had to sell out and I had to compete with mainstream rappers. And that just didn't fit Cocky. It's just... It wasn't what I wanted Cocky the Homo MC to be. So After I broke away from him, I started learning, look, I do have a fan base. I do have people that like my music. And I don't need to always one-up everybody. You know what I mean? So.
And I think, isn't that something that you guys get caught up in the rap game anyway, is that whether you're gay or not?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be gay rap. It's rap in general.
It's
tends
the whole,
to be very cutthroat.
It's the whole I'm better than you kind of mentality that's in hip-hop. And, you know, that wasn't at the root of hip-hop. It's not why we're in the game. We're in the game to be artists, first and foremost, not to compete against each other. And so that's one of the hard lessons I learned. Another thing I learned was that I indeed have the skills to be a rapper. I have what it takes to be in the game. And,
Doubt yourself, Cocky?
You doubted that you had what you had? I doubted for a while, and I was using that whole shock value kind of thing as a mask to cover up what I thought I lacked, which was lyrical abilities and skills and stuff. And with this new mixtape that I have coming out, We Cry Harder, that already came out, actually, I showed to the world and I proved to myself that I have these skills.
What is it, like, would you say that's the biggest lesson that you've learned?
Yeah.
This whole thing is that you've got to be true to yourself and let's not worry about what everybody else is doing.
Exactly. That's it to the T. I found out on this album when I was making it that I do have a voice and that voice needs to be heard. It doesn't need to be associated with all those complicated things like competition and stuff. I need to be able to speak on my own and I do. The mixtape was the perfect opportunity for me to learn that and to do so. This was like the comeback of Cocky, Cry Harder.
And we love it, and we are so glad that you are back.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm glad to be back, too. I'm doing much
better. How do you feel now? How do you feel about everything now?
I'm doing much better. I'm looking at Cry Harder so far. It's just been a released a couple weeks. So far, it's my most successful mixtape. Like, people are loving the tape.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, people are loving the tape.
Isn't that interesting?
People are loving the tape. You know, statistically, it's great, too. In fact, so much so that the statistics, actually, if you want to look at the technical side, they surpassed what I expected them to be. That's part of the reasons why Cry Harder was taken down on DatFifth.com, which is one of the most foremost mixtape sites, is because my detractors looked at me and they said, you know, this guy's never going to be anything. Here, Cry Harder cuts through and just brings me to a place of success. So another reason why DatFifth removed me was because somebody was playing with the actual web page, and it resulted in me getting my account banned from DatFifth. It was probably some homophobe who saw the tape and wanted to get me kicked off. That's what happened, unfortunately. But that, you know, after that, I uploaded it to AudioMac and Bandcamp, and people are eating it up. So good things can come from bad things like that.
So never, ever give up.
Never.
Be true to who you are, and look at the difference. So if you look at it statistically, that's why I said I think that's amazing, in the sense of, here is something, all this time you've been trying to keep up with everybody else and try to outdo everybody else, and when you finally settle down and go, you know what, I'm not going to play the game anymore, I'm going to do this for myself, it becomes one of the best-selling mixtapes you've ever had.
That's exactly what happened. And it is one of the best-selling, because I've been selling physical copies, too, you know, hand-in-hand, and you know, on the street and stuff, and people love the tape. So I've been getting great feedback, and I've been getting some actual money from it.
Right? And what's your favorite, what is the most poignant track that you have on there?
My favorite track is the title track, Cry Harder. I love that song. Another one is New Anthem, because it gives props to Sissy Rich, it gives props to Leaf, and it says, you know, let's unite instead of let's compete.
And have they heard it?
I don't think Sissy Rich has heard it. I mean, Leaf may have. It's kind of tough communicating with Sissy Rich because he's been in prison, in and out of prison and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. His mom has heard it, though.
And what was her opinion?
She thanked me for it. That's what I heard from her.
That's great.
Yeah.
So your favorite is Cry Harder, which we're going to listen to right now. I want everybody to listen to Cocky's favorite track off of Cry Harder, which is Cry Harder.
So the only thing to make it really well-rounded is to make sure that the drums are smacking. I'm really into drums, so the boom and the bap have to go along with it.
Shit. I'm like the type to check myself into the hospital. The psych ward for the hell of it. Steal all the schizophrenics' meds. Happily hopeless, I'm depressed. My life's a fucking mess. I'm stressed because I'm overweight. Obese with bricks up on my chest. I need a vacation, a paid one in the tropics. Cause my brain's so stuck on topics such as gibberish and nonsense. All the fuck I can rap about is dicks while others rapping clits. My skills are falling off so bad I'm paying vets to write my shit. To no avail, and a part of me as I dive off this cliff. Right off this bridge and splash the lava. Ruckus, you'll be proud of it. And sentenced to the prison and 1 month later to be out. I thought Pittsburgh was homophobic, shit spreads to the East Coast now. Fuck every city but Manhattan, kid. And if you're geese, you're rich, if you're in the pit, La Roche College, admissions are still open. If I were rich, I'd sue that bitch, been picked on for the fuck of it. The 09 class and suck my dick and choke on it. 10 years later, still have so much regret for going to that school, chock full of white trash, redder than my neck. And I'm a redheaded, call me Junior, I'm your problem kid. The Red Hawks' favorite pastor, bullying my faggot ass to death. I'm just a lonely soul, no place to go or call a home. I hit the fucking road on my way, yet on my own. I cry harder, all the mourners passing me by. And if I dare to wipe my tears, I feel that I may die. I feel worth jack shit, feel like I've been bit in the nuts and then my sack's been licked like shit. I'm walking back to college carrying machetes. I tie up all the soccer players, acquaint them with the headaches. I never do a drastic thing like that, but this is my latrine. Unconsciously red Vaseline, my nuts bust through my fucking spleen. Pay back for all the fucking things you did to me when I was just an innocent fat ass at the age of 18. Y'all took away my dreams and broke my heart so bad I screamed if all of you should ever die in your dreams, I would be the singers. I'm just a lonely soul, no place to go or call a home. I hit the fucking road on my way, yet on my own. I cry harder, all the mourners passing me by. And if I dare to wipe my tears, I feel that I may die. Now I never heard a college student unless the gang up and approach me. ass provokes me. And put my fist and rip off Kim Dolly and Ashley's dick. That's what you get for pulling me the fuck out of the damn closet. I looked you up on LinkedIn just the other day. Found your address and gave it to a local who blow out your fucking brains. But I ain't paying shit. The only true way to get over this is to forgive even the people who drove me to slit my wrist. But I'm just a lonely soul. No place to go or call a home. I hit the fucking road on my way yet on my own. I cry harder all the mourners passing me by. And if I dare to wipe my tears, I fear that I may. Passing me by, and if I dare to wipe my tears, I fear that I may die.
But along with Cry Harder, you've also released an autobiography.
Yes, I have. Social Studies.
What did you want to do with Social Studies?
Basically, at first I wanted to press it up as a real book, but I found that, you know, inserting it to the Cry Harder download, which is available on Audio Mac and Bandcamp, it gives a whole lot of more meaning to Cry Harder. It shows, it's a story about my life, basically, Social Studies. And it's included in the download of Cry Harder. And basically it's a story, it's a love story. It's about me falling in love with somebody that I could never get. And the result was me having to face myself and say, look, I'm proud of who I am. I don't really need anybody else to be happy. I need to be happy with my own self. And that's what Cocky the Homo Z is what I'm all about.
You sound a lot more mellow now than you once did.
Yeah.
So it's almost as if you've relaxed and you're kind of going, you know what? I found the groove now. I found the niche.
Yeah, I found it. Yeah, definitely.
And now you're able to just roll with it. And so tell everybody a little bit about what's in the autobiography.
Basically, like I said before, it was a love story. It's centered around my mother's death. She suicided about 7 years ago. And basically, it's about what happened in my life, the tragedies and tribulations I had to face in order to become Cocky the Homo MC, in order to embrace my sexuality, in order to say that I'm proud of who I am. There was a lot of struggles in the book. I mean, as you've read, there's... Mm-hmm.
Well, you were raped. Let's say it.
Yeah, basically. And that, and I was bullied for being gay, and mm-hmm. I just had to learn from all these experiences, and it became who I am today. So.
And you will continue to change. You will continue to grow. Was it your mother's death that made you sort of come to terms with who you are, sort of slammed it in your face?
It was a wake-up call, because she, all her life, she was looking for that idea of the perfect soulmate. And she never found that person. So she was mm-hmm. looking for perfection all along outside of herself, and she never got the opportunity to find it within her. So that was the wake-up call, and that's what led to Cocky the Homo MC saying, look, I love who I am, and I embrace who I am wholeheartedly. And just like with the mixtape, just like with the stuff that I faced this past year, it took me to realize that I have to enjoy what I'm doing, and I have to love myself in order to say I'm not competing anymore, and I'm just doing this. And just like I'm not looking for the perfect person anymore in my life to fill that void, I need to fill it myself. You know what I mean?
And the cool part is once you fill it, that's usually when you will trip over the person that you were meant to be with.
Yeah. And
so stop looking.
Yeah, and that's when they come, ironically.
It's surprising to me, though, that you aren't as angry as what one would expect you to be between your mom's death and having to deal with being gay and being bullied, and now you've, you know, lost all your money trying to do something that you thought you were supposed to do and wasn't supposed to do, and I would expect you to be more bitter.
I was bitter for a long time, but I realized that I got this, you know what I mean? And so I don't have to worry about it anymore. I don't have to compete with other rappers. I can make my own destiny, and I can make my own mark in music. You know, and with the success of Cry Harder, I've been basically saying to myself, wow, you know, this is really working for me. For the first time in my career, this is this is working for me. I have to be in my own lane, so to speak.
That's beautiful. I want you to intro your second favorite song on the mixtape.
One Quick Publicity is a song about somebody that I used to work with who was pushing me to the limits and telling me that I needed to compete. And I also, he advised me to be fake and to cheat views of statistics and stuff. So this is kind of about him. This song was about, you can cheat all you want, but I want to go through this authentically.
And here it is.
If it wasn't for this and wasn't for that, it could be a better world, yeah. If it wasn't for this and wasn't for that, it could be a better world, yeah.
Free on cash, got this rap shit locked up. Facebook, Twitter, how's it feel to really know that your statistics were delivered in a river of a zillion likes over a single night? Fucking talking to your homie, gotta send something ain't right. Would you tour all night, grind cross country, or did you type in the Google fast like Smoochie? This the shit I know. Y'all corny rappers blow. Phony as fake can be, to see through it's easy. The cheating's gotta stop, or hip hop won't survive. One click publicity, your whole career's a lie.
If it wasn't for this and wasn't for that, it could be a better world, yeah. If it wasn't for this and wasn't for that, it could be a better world, yeah.
Boring as shit, I got your CD, it was trash. Flaunt like you can sing, trick you can't even rap. Little wannabe Drake, singing suicide of rap. You ain't the one who's killing Joey, I'm the one, you fucking brat. True, it took me a while, but the fact is cocky back. Trying to hack my fucking email, I'm gonna kill you on this track. Sad it came to this point, I drop it for people to see that I'm more thicker than Joseph Dreams. This the shit I know, y'all corny rappers blow. Phony as fake can be, to see through it's easy. The cheating's gotta
cheating's
stop.
Gotta stop,
or hip hop won't survive. One click publicity.
Hey, yo.
Your whole career's a lie.
Yo, this dude, he got like 5,000 accounts that he makes like 100s every day. And he fucking talks to himself on Twitter and shit. Motherfucker buys likes and shit.
So what do you want people to know about the new Cocky?
The new Cocky has ambition. He is lyrically exercised and he's ready to rock. You know what I mean? He's not like the old guy who was just trying to push boundaries and almost be cliche in a sense that, you know, he was like an Eminem type of rapper looking to shock people. That's not what I'm about now.
It's almost as if you, everyone sort of got on the bandwagon of Slim Shady in the sense that that was not actually Marshall Mathers. Slim
yeah.
Shady was a persona that he created
yeah.
to obviously compete again and to be shocking and whatever. And you feel you don't need that anymore, do you?
I don't. I have myself. I have Cocky, and that's what I need to see. You know, I am somebody who has rap skills. And I can take things to that level. And that's what I did with this mixtape.
Let me ask you something, though. Why put yourself out there and niche yourself as a gay rapper?
The reason why is because I love the idea of gimmick. I love that because people underestimate that. And I love shocking them by displaying that, you know, I am this unique artist and that I don't fit in with the cliche of gay rap. But I love that kind of idea to put so much into a gimmick and then flip it on everybody. Yeah, that's what I like about Cocky the Home One. See, I'll always be a gay rapper, but not what anybody expects a gay rapper to be.
But isn't Cocky the Homo MC really a persona as well?
It is. It's my extreme side. I used to make rock music, and it would be laid back. So my rap music was really extreme and in your face. And shocking as it was, it didn't allow me to see myself as a rap artist. It kind of just became a cliche. And so that with the Cry Harder album, I'm allowed to be myself. I'm allowed to be laid back when I wanted to be. And I'm allowed to, you know, be in your face. And I'm able to basically make great songs and put them together.
I'm just thinking, doesn't it make it harder by niching yourself that much?
It is hard because I put up with a lot of homophobia in hip-hop. A lot of people don't want to check out Talking to Homo MC because they think it's going to be really gay until they hear a song and they're like, wow, this is not what I expected. It is hard that I'm still a gay rapper, that I haven't dropped the Homo MC for my name, and I face many challenges, but, you know, I'm okay with that because of the fact that I like myself. And I am a gay man, and I'm proud of that. So I can't shed the Cocky the Homo MC from my name. I'm going to have to stick with that.
Ah, but see how you said, I'm going to have to? You don't have to.
I don't have to, but I want to.
See, that's the difference. And I think that's the difference with how your music has changed and how everything in your life has changed.
Yeah.
Is you're not doing what you have to anymore. You're doing what you want to.
Exactly. I'm doing what I want to instead of people telling me that I need to do. And the last time that we spoke, I was on the brink of actually getting a major record release label deal, and that fell through. What happened was the A&R I was working with, his mother found out about our song, Gnarly, and she threatened to ostracize him from the family if he continued working with me. So that's another thing that happened with the homophobia.
Isn't that interesting how mom can wield such a huge power?
Yeah, it is weird. It's bad.
Yeah, it's like I would expect someone to pull up their pants and go, no, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, mom, you're going to have to get over
but
it.
But that was another sad thing that happened to me, and that was another reason why.
That would be heartbreaking.
It
would be absolutely devastating.
It was horrible. You know, I could have been mainstream by now, but I guess I needed to take the detour in order to fully embrace myself and to say, look, I'm good enough as I am right now. So I don't need the mainstream appeal.
I think you wouldn't be as sick. I don't know how to even word this. I think you needed to go through this.
Yes, I did.
Even though you, at the time you're going through it, you're like, oh, dear Lord, I don't want to go through this. It's shaping who you are, and it's shaping who you are as an artist.
Yeah, sometimes the best things happen when things just seem to be falling down on you.
And it makes you a much more solid person.
Yeah, and in the meantime, when I was going through all this, I was building up my fan base without even realizing it. And now I just have so much loyalty for my fans. It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm so grateful for it.
Well, they've had your back.
Yeah, they did. You can see it, you know, on Twitter when Gap Fist kicked me off the site and so many people retweeted me and spread the message of the album. That was really
just
cool.
As we are spreading the message of the album right now,
yeah,
with the next track.
Yeah.
What is the next track?
The next track is just called Dalibor. It's actually the name of the person that I loved and fell in love with. I changed his name in the autobiography, but Dalibor is his real name. And this song is about him and about me falling in love with somebody I can never get. So I really love this song.
I can't really sing that good, but this is my love song.
Flashback 8 weeks ago, I was someone else. I was a pale, skinny college student, drunk in every class. Especially math, the same class you and I both had. Where we barely met, and I was in love with your ass. Check it. Now I don't know which one came first, the egg or the chicken. But I do know when it hatches, something tender's in it. Something fragile, like a heart that ever lusted for the apple of my eyes. Stricken by the $9 bill. Fool, fool, fool. You was a fool to not love me too. We could have been together forever.
You was a fool to not love me too.
Say to up-and-coming rappers, what do you have to say to young gay men who are sitting in the same position that you've been sitting in with bullying and, you know, people that are constantly putting them down?
I think for the rappers, I tell them to persevere and to not always try to sell out and be somebody you're not. For other gay people, it's so easy to say hang in there. But when you're going through things at the time, it's like there is no hanging in there. It's like, you know, just like Leland, that transgender teen who killed herself recently. You can't just tell somebody that it's going to be okay. I mean, when you're going through it, it just feels like the world is crashing down on you.
So how do you get through it? How do you deal with it? How do you not take the easy way out and just say forget it?
Yeah, it's a hard thing to do, and it's something that I've done personally, which is to learn to love yourself by so many other people hating you, to kind of say, all right, everybody in the world hates me, all right? They hate me for being something that I want to be, something that I am. And I'm just going to have to turn around on the world, and I'm going to have to say, look, I love myself. I'm the only one who does. I have to.
And you're the only one that has to.
Yeah, and I have to persevere because of that. Like, I have to stick around. And that's where the title Cry Harder comes from. It's like, okay, you people have bitched and moaned about me my whole career. I'm going to give you something more to cry about. I'm going to be true to myself, and I'm going to say, you know, and I'm going to release something that's my greatest material and that's going to make people say, wow, you know, he's got lyrics.
And nobody is going to keep Cocky down.
No. The only person that can do that is me, and I'm not willing to do that. So
that is absolutely beautiful. So it's more stay in tune with yourself, and as hard as it is,
yeah,
not to get sucked into everyone else's negativity.
Yeah.
Know that there is light.
There is always light. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. Always.
Even if you can't see it right now.
Especially when you can't see it, because you form your own tunnel and then you make your own light. It's when everybody is telling you that something's going to fail. That's when you're at your most successful, because you're determining your own destiny. And that's what I did. So people can read the autobiography and they can see every bad thing that I went through was only for the greater good.
What's next for Cocky? Are you coming up with another mixtape, or what are you trying to do?
Basically, I'm going to promote Cry Harder for a couple more months and see where that gets me. I have another mixtape planned called I Fucks With Jesus, which is a spiritual mixtape. It's about, you know, religion and the whole dilemma with being gay and believing in God. Then I have the re-release of my a cappella rock album, The Beautiful But Damned, which is going to go on Spotify and iTunes. So I have those to look forward to.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
So we're going to end with what track?
How about we end with Note to Self? That's a song about loving yourself, even when the whole world ignores you.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's a great song to end with.
Hey, yo. This was recorded on my birthday, yo. So
kinda rush this shit, but this is my note to myself, right? Hope y'all feel me.
It's a hope, it's your birthday, this shit's so dope. You lived this long enough to cope with all the people in your life that made you wanna give up and die. I see you staring at your wrist, but I'm just sitting wondering why. You were a boy, you're just a kid when you first started doing this. You paid attention to them kids and treated your ass like your shit. They treated you like you were nothing, only to grow up solely wanting to be loved and accepted by the same types of fucking bricks. But I'm just here letting you know, no matter how far down you go, that I am always underneath you, breaking every single fall. Every wall, I'll break them all, be they gigantic, be they small. Alone, you'll never be at all. Pick up a fan, I'll hear the call.
Cause I'm a man, and a man's gotta do what he gotta do. Be he rich or be he poor, we all will meet up making soon. But don't go rushing for finish lines when no one's waiting for you. Instead, just take my hand and walk with me, believe we'll make it through. Cause I'm a man, and a man's gotta do what he gotta do. Be he rich or be he poor, we all will meet up making soon. But don't go rushing for finish lines when no one's waiting for you. Instead, just take my hand and walk with me, believe we'll make it through.
Staring at my slit wrist, this is where I pick up from side A. I wish the pain just go away, but unfortunately it stays forever. Will, but I can't kill off this atrocity I am. The sheer mockery, this travesty, this failure that I am. If I had the will, I'd grab razors, put the blades to my hands. But look, I can't, I love this man, even this lonely kid I am. Every wall I break them all, be they gigantic, be they small. Alone, I'll never be at all. Pick up the fan, I'll hear the call.
Cause I'm a man, and a man's gotta do what he gotta do. Be he rich or be he poor, we all will meet or make it soon. But don't go rushing for finish lines when no one's waiting for you. Instead, just take my hand and walk with me, believe we'll make it through. Cause I'm a man, and a man's gotta do what he gotta do. Be he rich or be he poor, we all will meet or make it soon. But don't go rushing for finish lines when no one's waiting for you. Instead, just take my hand and walk with me, believe we'll make it through.
I am so proud of you. You have no idea how proud I am of you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You are an amazing inspiration.
Thanks.
To a lot of people.
That's awesome. Thank you.
And by putting yourself out there like that, you have no idea whose life you can possibly change just by what you've done.
You know, it's funny because I receive a lot of fan mail from people from other countries like India and Brazil. So it means a lot to me, especially when you get, you know, letters from kids who are listening. And they're saying, you know, I'm so proud of you and what you're doing. You're making me feel proud to be myself.
That's all anybody can ask for. That is so amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
Kaki, we love you. We always will.
Thank you.
Know that everyone has your back.
That's awesome. Thanks.
And don't ever, ever change who you are for anyone else.
Never. All right. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome, Kaki.
All right.
Be sure to go to the show page on In Bed with Dr. Sue for the links to Cry Harder on either Bandcamp or AudioMac. His autobiography, Social Studies, is included with the download at either site, and you can also find all of the links to Kaki's social media sites there as well. Once again, dear listener, thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can hear all of our past episodes of both the podcast and the live show on InBedWithDrSue.com. And if you're more of a reader, hit up the drsuereview.com for all my articles. And once again, remember, no matter where you are or what circumstances you find yourself in, your only job in life is to be happy.